sauce yesterday. Oh,
Ted's
I'm gonna keep the bigger hand.
Okay, I'll share one with you, Joe.
Anybody?
Anybody?
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw a lobster.
Yeah. Lobster.
I think it's awesome. Like before games, we never like embrace each other and stuff like we do this year. Like I think that's so cool. It just like feels like we're all on the same page, like ready to go.
We all know we gotta like lean on each other, so we trust each other, and we're always doing everything together.
You know, we have fun practicing out there. You know, when people we do stuff, a double team block, great. We get excited about it when no one really cares that much.
We might be the only ones that are having fun during conditioning, chasing Shaq up the hill.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's just like when you get
it's
up
our
the
own
hill,
world. Like we're just like
One thing that makes you happy is getting up the hill and hearing Bill say your name.
Marcus.
although he's always saying Shaq's name.
Shaq,
bro.
No.
It's like, no, bro.
You know, we have great fun together, but everyone works. You know, we all, I think, work hard and respect out of each other. And
you know, as a walking into the Patriots locker room, I didn't really know what to expect. And I was really taken aback when I first got here of how accepting everyone was. And then on an onboarding process, you guys have been some of the most helpful teammates I've ever had.
Well, we've all been through it too. You know, we've all come. Yeah. And that's the interesting thing about the Patriots. They've been good for so long. Like, we've only been here 6 years and they've been good for 20. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like we had to come into that group of like, these dudes are good. Like, you know what I mean? So we had to step up to that standard that's already been set, you know.
It is called Tuna Tartar.
That's what I'm saying. You were a Falcons fan.
No. I was a Georgia fan.
This is a big boy league now. You know, leagues are safe.
So nice to have Scar back. I mean, I'm telling you, like, the guy just, the way he coaches, the way he views the game, it's so much better than anything I've been around. Yeah. I'll tell you, like, he came and worked me out when I was at CU right before I got drafted. And I was like praying. I was like, man, I would love to play for that guy. And then as soon as I got here, I was like, wait a second, who is this guy?
I think the funniest thing about Scar is like during a practice, like he might like come at you and like get onto you, and then like as soon as you walk up the field, it's like, hey,
how's your family?
And it's like,
how you doing?
It never happened until you like get back into
it's
the
like,
football
wait,
mode.
So that wasn't personal.
Yeah,
because I sure took it personal. You told me I sucked.
I think it's interesting how he takes such a non-simple thing and he makes it so simple.
Right.
Like block. See,
just set and punch.
Yeah. Like it seems so simple. When in reality, it's not. So, but you don't overthink it. You know what to do.
Right. It's also good. He's big on just like making everybody good. Like the ones through the practice squad. Like everybody's getting reps. Everybody's getting coached.
Which
up.
I think unifies the group too. Yeah. It really divides the group if you're like, oh, this group isn't playing, and this group who's playing. Yeah. It's like, well, that sucks. You know. So it does though. You know, like.
Hear that, what's it like playing the biggest game of your life? And you know, me and Nate have been so fortunate and blessed to have been our third Super Bowl. It's okay to like have fun and be excited, but man, it's like not too much.
Yeah.
not too much.
I remember Dan Copen when we were in Indy. He's like Solder. I remember my first game. I remember my first Super Bowl. I bet you're freaking out right now.
Did that help the confidence?
I was going to say.
I still don't think I fully, you know, accepted it. You know, every year I'm going to a Super Bowl party or watching it with all my friends and family. And but now it's starting to dawn on me, like, there's no more games after this. There's no more, you know, opponents. It's awesome.
The one thing that Bill did say that was, like, super helpful for me, like, last game and last Super Bowl, he said last game, he's like, well, just remember that you guys are football players. Like, that's what you're doing. You're not doing anything but being football players. Like, just play football.
I started playing at 5, but when you get, you know what I'm saying, 10 years old, you know what the Super Bowl is. So, like, to be at this stage, you know what I'm saying, playing in it, it's hard to not put it on that magnitude. Like, wow, you're playing the Super Bowl. But then again, like you said, you know what I'm saying, it's a football game.
You might be thinking, man, I'm not having a good time. I'm not doing all these activities that everybody else is doing. But, like, I'm telling you, like, you're going to feel so much better if we win at that party we get to go to than if we lose, and then you're not even going to want to go to that party.
Maybe you feel like you're missing out, but they don't get the feeling you get when you win that game, you know.
The real fun happens after we win.